Good morning, brethren. I'd like to say hello to all online, especially those in Phoenix who are watching, which creates kind of a bummer for me. There's all of you from Phoenix here and then the Phoenix people watching, so I can't steal anybody's sermon and use it later. We're going to discuss how Ecclesiastes relates directly to the Feast of Tabernacles. If you will all like to begin turning to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Practicing Jews read the entire Old Testament over a three-year period. So through every 3 years, they cover the entire Old Testament. But there's certain books that are read specifically for certain feasts of the year. The book of Ecclesiastes is read every Feast of Tabernacles. And why is that? Let's go ahead. Like I said, we're at Ecclesiastes 1:1. So, Ecclesiastes 1:1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Rather interesting way to open a book of the Bible, wouldn't you think? Anyway, so we see how Ecclesiastes opens. Now, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 14. Deuteronomy chapter 14. We're going to begin reading in verse 22. So Deuteronomy 14:22. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain that is in the field produces year by year. You shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide. The tithe of your grain and of your new wine and your oil, of the firstborn of your herds and your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God. So, this is why we are here. This is talking about the Feast of Tabernacles and the fact that God sets us up with saving our tithe. So, coming to the feast is not a financial burden. God gives us that way. So God outlines all of these things as why we are here at the Feast of Tabernacles. And as I say, Ecclesiastes is read for the Feast of Tabernacles because what it does is it provides a necessary counterpoint to the feast celebration, reminding people that apart from God, material pursuits and worldly successes are futile. So here we have, we are here to celebrate God's feast, and we're here with plenty of things as we've saved our second tithe, and yet we need to have that balance. We know why we're here, but we need to have that balance. So, while the Feast of Tabernacles celebrates God's provision and the joy of this physical life, Ecclesiastes highlights the temporary and ultimately meaningless nature of life under the sun without a true fear of God. So we're here to enjoy, but we're also here to remember why we're here enjoying these things. So, this complementary perspective helps us focus the feast joy on God's enduring kingdom rather than on fleeting earthly pleasures. The Feast of Tabernacles celebrates the goodness of God in this present life, while Ecclesiastes provides a sober warning about the dangers of pursuing physical pleasure and worldly successes as an end in itself. Reading Ecclesiastes during the Feast of Tabernacles helps us to avoid getting caught up in materialism. It serves to remind us that as Feast of Tabernacle attendees, that our ultimate joy and purpose is found in God and His soon coming kingdom. We have been deliberately designed by God with the capacity to enjoy this life. So God designed us this way. He knows he designed us to be able to appreciate these things, but to always keep in mind God is the ultimate in all of this. So we're encouraged by God to enjoy this life, especially during this Feast of the Harvest. So we, again, are here to enjoy. It's literally defined. It's commanded to enjoy this feast. But God tells us that the greatest joy of this life comes from making sure we remember where it comes from and how it works best. There's nothing wrong with enjoying all the rich blessings that our Creator God has bestowed upon us. And we know in this country especially, Manasseh, we understand, we are enjoying the blessings of Manasseh. So we understand these things. And as long as we keep God in mind and give thanks in the midst of all of this, in enjoying all these things, we just simply must always remember where they come from. So after telling us all of these things, as far as in Ecclesiastes, talking about life, again, the vanity of life without God, let us now, in Ecclesiastes, go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And we literally know how God wraps this up. He goes through all of this, presents the idea that without God, all is vanity, and yet he also showed Solomon how to wrap it up, where the end comes. So, Ecclesiastes 12, we're going to read starting in verse 13, and you're probably all very familiar with this, but God boils it down to the basics. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. Other versions read something like, this is the whole duty of man. So God wraps it up to help us to understand. And then verse 14, for God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. So, God is watching us. We know that we are also being judged in this current age, whereas most of the rest of the world will be judged later after Christ's return. Ours is now, but we're told very clearly by God how to do these things, what we're to do. And again, all of us are here celebrating God's Feast of Tabernacles as he has commanded us to do. So remember, brethren, we're here at God's Feast of Tabernacles, where he has placed his name, to learn to fear him, even in the midst of enjoying all of these incredible blessings. As we strive to fear God and keep his commandments, let us reflect upon this not only for the remainder of the feast, but as we go back into the world at large, literally to continue to remember that balance, to be able to enjoy this life while fearing God and thanking God always, never getting so far ahead that we think somehow we have done these great things and all that we have. We have to continue to remember to thank our God for this, because this is where it comes from. So let us reflect upon this, not only, as I say, the remainder of the feast, but as we go into the world. We must remain truly focused on our reverential fear of God and need not go ongoing to prepare ourselves to be among the first fruits, while who will rule the world with Jesus Christ, with the returning Jesus Christ for 1,000 years and beyond, and what this Feast of Tabernacles represents.